This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Yellowstone National Park, beginning at 8 a.m. Friday, April 17th, select entrances and roads in Yellowstone National Park will open for the summer season, weather permitting, as part of the annual spring opening. Entrances into the park that will be open on April 17th are the north entrance at the south end of Paradise Valley at Gardner, and the west entrance at West Yellowstone down the Gallatin River Corridor. From either entrance, visitors may access Mammoth Hot Springs, the Lamar Valley, Norris Geyser Basin, the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone, Old Faithful, and the northeast entrance and the towns of Silvergate and Cook City via the Lamar Valley Road. Additional roads within the park will open throughout May, weather permitting. Specific routes and directions can be found online at go.nps.gov. Montana State University will use a $1.9 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to study avian flu. The grant will pay for researchers at the university to study avian flu at the cellular level as the disease continues to affect raptors and poultry across the state and nation. Avian flu affects large-scale poultry operations like huge chicken farms, but the disease also sickens and kills wild birds, including raptors. Keaton Thomas is the education director at the Montana Raptor Conservation Center in Bozeman, whose mission is to rescue, rehabilitate, and release raptors, and then educate people about raptors, habitat, population, dangers, and illnesses, including avian flu. Thomas said, "We try to do everything that we can for these raptors that come in with avian flu, but unfortunately, right now, it is fatal in the majority of the cases that we see in raptors." The Raptor Center gets in about 200 raptors every year. As to the avian flu, Thomas says the Montana Raptor Conservation Center has been impacted by avian flu with fatalities in birds it has received for care. Thomas said, "We had about 14 suspected cases of avian flu last year, so about 5 to 6% of our raptors," said Thomas. Avian flu can be fatal and manifest in several symptoms. In raptors, it's a lot of neurological issues, Thomas says, uncoordination, not being able to stand, kind of unpredictable behavior and physical distress, kind of like a seizure almost, said Thomas. According to the Montana Department of Livestock, more than 58 million birds from commercial and backyard poultry flocks have been impacted by the avian flu. In February 2025, Healthy Gallatin reported more than 164,000 poultry impacted by the avian flu in Montana. It's a virus that can have significant agricultural impacts on producers, especially of poultry like chickens, said MSU spokesman Michael Becker. That's why the $1.9 million grant that MSU is receiving is crucial. Becker said, "What MSU is doing is looking at ways in which we can understand the virus at a more cellular level. How does it spread? How does it grow and develop at the cellular level so that we can help provide some practical tips or at least more science to help stem or stop outbreaks before they happen?" The grant also will allow for student research opportunities. There's a comet that'll be visible soon in the morning sky that people should be able to see with the naked eye. It's the comet Pan-STARRS, also known by its astronomical nomenclature C2025R3. Comet Pan-STARRS just crossed the threshold of naked eye visibility as it approaches the sun for a close encounter on Sunday, April 19th and the early morning of April 20th. There's information online for comet observing tips and sky maps at spaceweather.com. Nick James of the British Astronomical Association said, "If you want to catch the comet, your best chance is over the next week or so. You'll need to get up early, a couple of hours before sunrise, and have a good low eastern horizon. At present, the comet is about as bright as a fifth magnitude star, barely visible to the naked eye, but an easy target for cameras and telescopes. Short exposures in morning twilight will reveal the comet's long tail, bisecting the constellation Pegasus." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.